This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Egyptian media cite progress in truce talks as Israel downplays the chances of an end to the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities found three bodies on Friday in the state of Baja California, where an American and two Australian tourists were reported missing, according to three sources with knowledge of the investigation. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The three men, Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and American Carter Rhodes, were in their early 30s. They were on vacation surfing in Ensenada, about 90 minutes south of the U.S.-Mexico border, and authorities say were last seen on April 27th. Tents and a burnt white pickup truck were also found in the area. Baja California is one of Mexico's most violent states, although tourist areas like Ensenada are considered safer.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Democratic U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into their ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The U.S. Department of Justice said the couple's surrender to authorities on Friday, were taken into custody, and were each released on $100,000 bond. Cuellar released a statement Friday denying any wrongdoing. According to the federal indictment, the couple accepted nearly $600,000 in bribes from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and a bank in Mexico in exchange for advancing the interests of the country and the bank in the U.S. Maryam Sertsverdze, the co-founder of an animal charity in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, is one of thousands engaging in nightly protests over a government bill on, quote, foreign agents that critics have condemned as authoritarian and Kremlin-inspired. Olivia Zelino from Reuters reports.
The ruling Georgian Dream Party says the bill will promote transparency. For Sertsverdze, the bill's high stakes.
If it's passed, it's going to be close so many doors that we worked so hard, so many years to be opened, especially with the EU candidacy right now.
It would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. The draft law has drawn comparisons to laws used to suppress dissent in Russia, with whom Georgia fought and lost a short war in 2008. The standoff is part of a wider struggle that could determine whether Georgia moves closer towards Europe or back under Moscow's influence.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Boeing is finally poised to launch astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA after years of delays and stumbles. It's the first flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule with a crew on board. A pair of veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. Liftoff is planned for Monday night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA turned to U.S. companies for astronaut rides after the space shuttles retired. Elon Musk's SpaceX has made 9 taxi trips for NASA, while Boeing has managed only a pair of unoccupied test flights. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.